Gillian, give us the question.
Okay, so my name is Gillian. My company, we help piano teachers feel more confident, successful, and earn more through updating their teaching approach and process so that they can grow their ideal piano studio with thriving students, happy parents, and a long waiting list of ideal clients. The specific situation I need assistance with today is naming our membership people. Like at this point, we've decided to call our membership The Studio. We really like that. But studioers doesn't work. Successors, like piano teaching success, successors sounds like someone's going to go to a throne or something. Doesn't work. I really want to create the feeling of pride about belonging to, like we have something like we have with masterminders, chickens, tribers. Yeah. So the brand this is under, of course, is Piano Teaching Success.
All right. So a name for the people. Something along the line of tribers, et cetera, et cetera. Of course, you know, someone mentioned earlier, Lady Gaga's fan base are called the Little Monsters. Now that doesn't, you know, so it doesn't have to have a direct correlation to the not the Gagaites or whatever. Fiona, what are your thoughts?
I was just wondering, is there already like a nickname or something for piano teachers out there at the moment that's like general terms or...
No.
That was just my...
It's boring. No. Not really.
Michelle, did you have something?
Yeah. Oh, no, not really. But I the first thing that came to my mind, this is not the idea, but sometimes, as our friend Victoria Labam says, it can be the idea that leads to the idea. So the first thing that came to my mind was the studs, like studio, like, you know, like the studs, like the piano studs. We're all piano studs here. And like just playing on like we're the dudes, we're the aces, we're the ones. And again, it's got a little bit of masculinity to it, so it's probably not the right idea. But I think you can take a phrase or an idea and reclaim it, you know, as your own. It doesn't, and you know, the studio is full of studs, piano studs, or you know, something like that.
Peter Green, what do you got?
Well, just playing on that a bit, what about, you know, trebles or octaves or, you know, any type of phrase that you use in the piano world? I know it might sound a bit boring, but they may very well relate to it. So the treblers.
Woo-hoo. I love it.
Who knows?
I had the musicos. I don't know why. I don't know if that's a word.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Love it.
Yelda.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, great. So similar to what Peter was saying, Gillian, what about something like the sonatas or a piece of music in that piano teachers would love to conquer or learn? I don't know enough about this to give you a, it's like the Clair de Lunes or the Chopins or something along those lines that talks to them, you know, about belonging to a really nice piece of music or a nice, yeah, tribe like yours.
Thank you. Awesome. Joanna.
Oh, I think you've unmuted me or... I'm happy.
No, Joanna's unmuted.
Oh. I was going to play along the same lines. My daughter plays piano and violin, and the violin group, there's a morning group, and they're called, when they're kinder to grade one, they're called pizzicato. From grade two to three, they're called dolce. So again, just playing on a musical term that's unique to piano. So pizzicato and dolce are a technique of playing violin, or even an ism. You know, in art, there's a lot of isms, you know, that sort of thing where you've got a period of music that you can play on the name of a period. So cubism and, you know, modernism in art. But is there a period of music?
Well, they would teach across the whole of the periods of music, Baroque, classical, romantic, 20th century, 21st century. So it's okay. Not one thing.
Couldn't really pin it to one thing.
No.
Maybe,
thank you.
That's okay. Maybe just going back to that violin thing where they look at a specific technique to violin and name the group something within that technique.
You could also crowdsource this. You could go to your community and ask them as an idea. Tasha, over to you.
Yeah, I was thinking, I quite like the word sharp. It seems like on point and does seem very good with your, I don't know, your fit, your look, your brand. I know the C-sharps, or it's not a completely formed idea, but yeah, the C-sharps or something like that that indicate they're funky, they're on, they're switched on, and they're sharp, but it's still piano related.
Thank you. Just looking, Fiona, I see your hand is up.
Just following on that idea from Michelle and everyone else, the keys or something like that, because it's all piano keys.
Awesome. Thank you, Fiona. Now, Joanna, do you have your hand up again? Just checking. No? Okay, I'll just lower your hand there. And Fiona's, but Karen Parrish, you do have your hand raised. Yes?
I just thought of Sharpies.
Thank you. And Peter?
I did like Sharpies, but there are pens that are called Sharpies, so I just went maybe, maybe not. What about Maestros? The Maestros? Maybe not. It was just a thought. Yep.
Yeah. Is there a name for a really accomplished pianist?
Virtuoso.
That's the word I was thinking. I know virtuoso also applies to other modalities, right? But you could take that one, right?
Yeah, I really do like the stud thing. It's slightly a bit masculine. I do like that one because this comes from studio, right?
Yeah, the studio studs, the piano studs, the, you know. It's whether your audience will relate. I'm imagining a lot of them are women piano teachers.
Yeah, they are.
So I just don't know. One thing we did with we had a course that got thousands of students that I was working on, and it ran, you know, every sort of 6 months, and we had this whole naming thing. We let each community, each cohort name themselves, and we did it through a polling system. So we had a little bit of fun and we said, okay, everybody, suggest your names. And we created because in the Facebook group, we created a poll, and then people could add additional names in there if they wanted, and then everybody else voted, and then we just went with the one that won, you know, and people felt really part of that group. But that worked because you could just, if it was a really bad one, you knew you were going to get a reset in 6 months. So just be aware that you could end up with a McBody boat face named Ferry that you have to stick with.
All right, we've got a few more, and if Robin, I could get a time update, that'd be great. So Yolda, your line's open.
The studettes.
Yeah. Thank you. Frida.
So mine was just when Yola was saying, and they were talking about terms, I just suddenly went, the Sopranos. <I'm> just...
Loki too, isn't it?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Frida. And Yvonne, go ahead.
So, Gillian, I'm gathering that you want the people to call themselves this, right? So they need, I agree with the, like, asking them, because it's okay for you to call them studs, but if they're going to go, oh, I belong to this piano teaching success thing and she's called me a stud, they're not, I don't know whether they'd feel confident.
Yeah.
But we're all happy to say we're masterminders.
Yes.
Am I the only one getting the Grease reference with stud? Like Olivia Newton-John, isn't that one of the key things? She goes, tell me about it, stud. Like, that's all I'm hearing.
Right, she smashes that cigarette with her foot.
Yeah, with her high heel.
I got chills, they're multiplying.
Yeah, they're doing this all. All right, Peter.
I was also wondering, oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry, go ahead, Michelle, and then Peter, you're
I was also wondering about Sonic, something around the word Sonic, the studio Sonics, and there's that group, the Pentatonics. They made kind of another word up. And so whether there's like a musical phrase and some other word that you can kind of merge together that sort of says something about, like, that you can justify the name, like adagio mixed with something else, you know, and we want you to, you know, we call you this because you're sharp and fast and smooth or whatever, you know. Make up your own word that's got some musical element.
Very good. Thank you. Amanda?
Think about feminizing stud a bit. Stella studs, as in Stella, S-T-E-L-L-A-R, Stella. And they can call themselves Stellas if they want, or they're Stella studs. Or.
Peter, did you have your hand up?
Mm. Yeah. What about just something like STARS, the studio STARS? Because don't they want their students to be shining bright little stars?
Cute. I like it. Awesome. I can hear the bell. Tracy, you're up.
I just keep going to Studio 54. So I wondered if there's like, you can have Studio something and you still just remember of it, but it's, or if it was Studio Adagio or something like that, something that links it in the name, but like the Studio something or the name is all you need. I'm a member of that. It doesn't almost need a name separately for the members. I don't know. I know you want a name for the members, but that was where I went.
Maybe they could be Studio STARS. Someone just said that, right?
Mm.
And part of it is in just addressing people. Like, I've been calling our members networkers just for the last couple of years, but it's only been recent that I put the her in there, like, and made it into networkers. Now, you may not refer to yourself in that name, but every time I go, hey, networkers, and everyone knows I'm talking to the members. So it'll be adopted over time. And as long as it's not people, you don't have people cringing, then yeah, it'll probably work. But I do like the idea of crowdsourcing as well. Yes, Michelle.
I like the alliteration of S, the Studio STARS. I like that. And so I would vote for that if you don't have anything else. But one thing I thought of is these people are all teachers and they probably identify with teaching as like a really positive thing. Like, how do they want to be seen? Like, little people impact. Love to be little monsters because they want to be rebels. They are someone different. Maybe I was born this way. Like, they relate to that. So what are your parents, what are your people see themselves as that they would be proud to say, I'm a studio teacher. I'm a studio guide. I'm a studio sage. I'm a studio, like, is there
master,
something they
I'm
see
a studio.
Them? Yeah.
Master.
Yeah.
Yeah. They want to be, they have impact. They want to be valued. They really feel undervalued. They know that they want to be inspire people, but they know they make an impact on people's lives, but they're not always recognized for the amount of impact that they have. So there's a bit of that.
Awesome. That is time. Hopefully there's something valuable in there that you can take away. And of course there's the post to Gillian's Facebook thread around this that you can add more ideas to. Something comes to mind. Thank you so much. Thank you to all our hot seats.